I speak to you in the name of the risen Lord, Jesus, the Son of God, our Redeemer, our friend, and who loves us forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. God, unlimited by mortal fear or the tomb's cold grip, in the lingering dark, give us grace to know your life triumphant, your love undimmed, and your grace affirmed in the face of Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Give us grace to know your triumphant life, your love undimmed, and your grace affirmed. We live in a world in which we sometimes think that we are alone, that we are not okay, that we somehow are forgotten and pushed aside. We hear of people with great riches, and we see our bills going up, and we wonder, what is it in us? What is life for us? But the true life is in Jesus Christ. And the love of God which has come to us and will never pass from us. As I've said previously, each of us here are signs of the love of God. You, in your faces and when you exchange the peace later on, remember that you are shining examples of God's love in the world, for yourself and to each other. We are a community of people who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, that God loves us and includes us and wants us just as we are. The gospel message is that the love of God is not restricted. The love of God is for all and belongs in all. No matter what our station in life, no matter how healthy or unwell we are, no matter what, we are loved by God. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all of us believe in him shall have life eternal. That's a fantastic statement. We sometimes, as we age, we start to reconcile ourselves that our journeys will not be forever on this planet. We know about the fact that death is around us. But our spirits, our personhood, will never die. We have faith in a God whose love is undiminished for us. We ourselves may, in our bodies, experience pain. We may experience fragility. We are human. We are born, and we know that we will pass away, but our spirit, our essence, will never die. Some of you may have heard on CBC Radio the other day a Q story in the morning about a woman who comes from Abbotsford, actually. I know her quite well, who had a brain aneurysm. And in the midst, she didn't used to believe at all. And all of a sudden in her aneurysm, she had the sense of God with her and God's love. And she speaks about it on the radio. You can look at Q. I think it was Thursday. You'll hear her Madeline Harden interview. And Madeline is a great person. She is a great community person in Abbotsford. She actually ran in a federal election one time. And she was part of the group of people who helped put the Reach Gallery, art gallery, together in Abbotsford. But she was not a person of faith. But she went through this experience, and all of a sudden she knew that she had God with her, that she was not alone. And that day, she is now a faithful believer in God. She had to be tangible, like Thomas. We here have not had that experience, and yet we're here as believers. For we know that Jesus is alive. So now you can have confidence in that. And you can be, and I can be, more fearless in the world. For as people who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, we are called to speak truth to power. We are called to speak truth to ignorance. We are called to love and to love the world and love those who are unlovable. For we are now the light of Jesus in the world. It's been passed to us. Just as symbolically today, we all had a candle and we lit that candle symbolizing the new life and light of Christ. It's now, the torch has been passed to us. And so on this Easter day, I invite you to think about that candle you held this morning and that light which represents the light of Jesus Christ within you, and to go with confidence from here and live that light in the world, bringing love to the unlovable, reaching out to those who other people want to shun. But most of all, look at yourselves in the mirror and know that you hold the light of Christ within you, that you're not an outcast. You are included. You are loved with all your frailties. And I am loved with all my frailties. But we are together signs of the light of Christ in the world. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.